Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachumath with the Las Vegas Kollel. Oftentimes we speak Lashon Hara because we feel pressured. There's someone who's asking us questions. He's asking, hey, what did you see Jim do? Tell us something negative or shameful about Jim. And oftentimes we speak Lashon Hara because we feel that social pressure to speak that Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us in Klal Aleph in the first section that the laws and the prohibitions of Lashon Hara, the restriction against speaking negatively about one another, it makes no difference whether it's on our own volition, our own accord, we want to spill the beans about something shameful that Jim did, or whether we're feeling pressured from our friends to say that Lashon Hara about Jim. It makes no difference. In either circumstance, it is prohibited. And the Chafetz Chaim even tells us, even if we're feeling pressured from authority figures, it's our rabbi, it's our parent, it's an educator, it's someone in a position of authority who's pressuring us to speak Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim tells us it's still forbidden, it's still prohibited. We need to make sure we have the strength that we make sure that even in scenarios of social pressure, even in situations where it's pressure coming from authority figures, we don't speak Lashon Hara when it's forbidden.